Breathing deeply, you notice the ceremonial drums fading into the distance as the Virgo priests and priestesses are now called to other sacred duties. Once again, the days and nights have reached the equilibrium point, the exact balance of light and dark. It is the season of the autumnal equinox, and the waning moon is exactly half full, rising around midnight. This is the time of the final harvest, and the plants begin preparing their seeds. Harvest celebrations are underway. You notice loving couples who are dancing gracefully together in balance and harmony. We have many divine consorts from ancient myth and legends around the world to inspire these mysteries. From India, Vishnu and Lakshmi, Shakti and Shiva. From Egypt, Isis and Osiris, Hathor and Horus. From Mesopotamia, Inanna and Dumuzi, Ereshkigal and Nergal. From the Yorubas, Yamaya and Agnew. From the Nordic, Frigg and Odin. From the Incas, Manco Capac and Mama Akyo, among many others. The goddess Hera, or Juno, wife of Zeus or Jupiter, also carries the essence of the Libra mysteries. However, her story of a philandering husband reminds us that not all potential mates are interested in committing to the mysteries of conscious equal partnership. It is a curriculum, a learning process that assists us in knowing more about ourselves, more of who we are through each relationship. Libra teaches us how to negotiate through the spirit of cooperation for the purpose of creating peace and harmony. This includes acceptance and allowing space for all the ways of being human and for all the archetypes to express and bring their gifts, assisting in fully experiencing the interrelatedness of all life. Libra reminds us of the importance of equal counsel with all our parts, within and without. Each part, each archetype, each possible expression has a contribution, no more or less important than any other. All are valid. Thus, Libra is the peacemaker, working towards balance and harmony in all relationships. Take a moment to observe how the energies of partnership and relationship feel to you. Are you enjoying conscious equal partnership with all of your parts, all your friends, all the people you interact with, especially your mate if you have one? How confident are you in your relationships with others? Do you prefer to be alone? Do you long for your divine partner? Are you your own best partner, experiencing your divine partner within yourself? Do you need to be with people to know who you are? Are your relationships with others harmonious and balanced?